Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. So open up your Bible to Romans 8, because I want to go back to this thing about in understanding the movement of the glory of God, that God works all things out for good. And I want to, again, speak to debunking some of the false things that get said by well-meaning people who say some things that is just not biblically accurate. And I don't want you to fall into those kind of things. So open up your Bible to Romans chapter 8. We'll start in verse 26. And let's just pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you that your mercy is new every morning, and we thank you for your faithfulness. God, you are faithful. And we pray over every household and every family watching that they would have a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, and you would just open our eyes to understand in Jesus' mighty name. All right, so let's just look at this, and then we'll talk about it. Romans chapter 8. Whole chapter's good. Romans chapter 8, looking in verse 26. Yes, that's where we'll start, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what, we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So there's a lot I could go into here about praying and interceding in the Holy Spirit and stuff, but groanings which cannot be uttered. Verse 27, now he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, is because he makes intercession for the saints. And look at this, according to the will of God. So this is all about according to the will of God. And look at the very next verse, very famous verse. And we know that all things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to his purpose. And the rest of the chapter is awesome. And so when you look at this, a lot of people quote this verse, Romans 8:28. You know, all things work together for good, you know, for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And people misquote that verse many times, and they don't quote it in context. So the context of the verse is intercession. And the intercession is about interceding in agreement with God's will. So it's not that God, it's, you know, we say things like God's in control. Well, that's not true. God is not in control. God is Lord, Jesus is Lord, and he has authority over all, but he delegates that authority. He has given authority to mankind on the earth. And so when you look at some of this stuff and you say, well, God's in control, that sounds really sweet, sounds really nice. It sounds like it might even be biblical, but it's not. It's not biblical. God is not in control. And sometimes people say, and I love how Andrew Womack makes this other little statement, not just about God's not in control, but there's this little book that he has about, I think it's called Why Bad Things, you know, Happen. And I love the statement he makes in there. It's not just, you know, saying what I just said about, you know, God's in control, but sometimes people say, and God allowed this to happen, as if there's certain things that he'll, you know, okay, I'll let that go through. I'll allow that to happen. Well, the truth is that that's not even true either. You know, God has in a bigger picture, maybe allowed stuff to happen in the sense of he delegated things to man. We have free will. We have free choice. And so the bad things and the painful things and the difficult things, the attacking things that happen in your life, they happen because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we talked about a few weeks ago in Acts 10:38 about how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went about doing good. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because God is with him. So it shows us clearly the oppression and the attack is from the devil. Jesus took our sin, took our shame, took our guilt upon the cross. He was crucified in our place as a substitute sacrifice. The anger of God, the wrath of God, the judgment of God, all of that, the sickness, sin, all of that was put upon Jesus on the cross. All the judgment came upon Jesus. All that judgment that we deserved and the world deserved came upon Jesus. And so those who believe in Jesus, their judgment has already been done and taken care of. And so when you look at this, it's not just that, it's not just debunking the lie that God's in control. It's also debunking the lie that God allows these different things to happen. Because God has delegated choice and free will to mankind. He's given the earth. He gave the earth to Adam. Adam gave it to Satan. Satan is the prince and the power of the air. Matter of fact, Jesus, 1 John 3:8, y'all know probably this verse, that Jesus was manifested, or his purpose was to destroy the works of the enemy. So what that means is everything in our life that's sinful, painful, that's a major pain point or problem of rejection or whatever in our life, every attack and all those problems, it comes from the enemy, from the devil. It comes from something that we did sinfully, or that maybe somebody else did sinfully, or it comes from the fact that we just live in a fallen world. It does not come from God sending this bad thing or sending that bad thing. Does God work in difficult circumstances? Does God use even the attacks of the enemy? And does he work them out for good? Absolutely. If we love him, walk in that love relationship with him, in partnership and agreement with him, and see things from his purpose, from his perspective. And so I just want you to know this, that there's a responsibility we have. If the glory of God is in us, and the glory of God is in our household and in our communities, the way we've been teaching, then the reality is we have a responsibility to partner with God. And that partnership is an intercession, at least in one part of it, is intercession. So the Holy Spirit helps us, and he intercedes in ways that we don't know, even through groanings, even in ways that, and that's why, in my opinion, praying in the Holy Spirit and praying in tongues is such an important part of a believer's life, because you get to pray beyond the limits of your understanding. You get to intercede beyond the limits of your understanding. And so just like the Bible says, we have a peace that passes understanding. You have an ability to intercede beyond the limits of your understanding by the Spirit of God, who always intercedes according to the Word of God, because the Word of God is the will of God. And so it's according to the will of God. So God's will is for everyone to be saved. God's will is for everyone to be healed. God's will is for his goodness to prevail in your life. So that's God's will. And we live in a fallen world with an enemy, and we don't need to make up these excuses of, this is happening because you know, God's allowing it to happen, or God is sending this sickness, or God is sending this judgment upon people. That's not a perspective that's healthy and biblical, in my opinion. Does God correct? Does he confront? Does he discipline? Absolutely. Do we reap the consequences? Does the consequences that come because of sin, you know, hit our life? And absolutely. No question about it. And God will discipline. He'll confront you in your sin. But we need to understand that our role is to partner with God according to his will. So we intercede. We pray God's will. We pray God's will. We come into agreement, allow the Holy Spirit to help us. We pray the Word of God, and through the Spirit of God helping us, we pray the will of God. So what does that mean? When sin comes into your life, you pray against it. Temptation comes into your life, you stand up. You submit yourself to God and resist the devil. You resist the devil's trying to bring sin into your life. You resist the devil trying to bring sickness into your life. And some of you are like, whoa, we don't resist sickness. Oh, yeah, you should. You should resist sickness. You should resist some of these attacks and not just give in to them and stuff. Because God is a healer. And God wants you healed. Now, don't go too far with this and start saying, well, does that mean we're never going to face sickness? No, in this world, you're going to face sickness. In this world, you're going to face temptations to sin and all that kind of stuff. And we have an advocate and we are forgiven and we can be cleansed if we confess our sin and walk with him and our sin is forgiven in Jesus. But when we confess our sin, we come back into agreement with God. Remember who he is. We remember who we are. We get cleansing so that doesn't become a continual stumbling block in our life. And we stand up in agreement with God and we intercede and we fight against the enemy according to God's will. So we intercede for people. We don't start calling down judgment on people. When Peter and John begin to do that, they said, we'll call fire down from heaven. Jesus said, you don't know what spirit you're of. You don't really know who you are. You don't know my purpose. So God doesn't just work everything out for good for everyone, like some genie in the sky. He works everything out for good for those who are in a loving relationship with him through faith in Jesus Christ and who are walking according to his purpose. And according to his purpose, according to his will, means according to his word. And so I know I'm saying a lot and throwing a lot out here, and it just stirs up in me as I was praying and thinking about this, about we are carriers of his glory. His glory abides in our house. And so we have responsibility with that. You have responsibility as a disciple of Christ to begin to find out what is God's will in a certain circumstance. And we know what it is according to his word. And so anytime we're facing temptation, we know what his will is. There's not a person in here who would say God sends sin into our life. God sends sin into our, no one would ever say that. And God doesn't send sickness into your life either. He doesn't send that into your life. Do we go through times of suffering and persecution? Absolutely. And where do they come from? Where does it come from? The enemy. And does God work in those difficult times? Does he work in the times of temptation of sin or times of being attacked with sickness or times where just sickness happens because of the random results and effects of this sinful world with viruses and diseases? Yeah, God's at work. God will work through all of that. But our job is to agree with God and according to his will. And you can't fight and stand against the things that are against God's will if you're thinking God sent it. And so my heartbeat for you today is just to maybe read Romans 8, 26, and, you know, 27 and 28, and know that God is at work. He is at work. There's my timer. He's at work, but part of our relationship and partnership in him is to, like James 4, 7 says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Because we're agreeing with God and we're praying God's will. We're interceding. So you pray God's will. You pray salvation over those who are lost. You pray maturity over those who are saved. You pray healing over those who are sick. You pray freedom over those who are being oppressed by the enemy. You pray prosperity over those who are struggling in finances. You pray the will of God. You don't pray what you feel. You don't pray what you see. You don't pray what you fear. You don't pray even what you hope. You pray the will of God. And that's how you intercede, and the Spirit of God will help you to intercede, to learn the will of God and to stand for the will of God, to stand with God in submission to God against the attack and the ways of the enemy in this fallen world. So just want to remind you of that and love you. I can't wait. This week we're going to the ramp. It's going to be an awesome time. And on Sunday morning, Danny Kidd's going to be teaching. And then next week I'll be back and be getting into things about the Holy Spirit. So it's going to be we're coming into just an amazing ramp season. I want to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you for everyone that is watching and listening. And I just pray your peace over them and help them. Holy Spirit, you're the author of the book. Holy Spirit, you're the author of the word. You teach them. Show them what this means. Show them how they can submit to you and stand with you and how you will use them to work things out for good. What the enemy means for evil, you'll work it out for good. And help us to stand with you in agreement with your will. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.